Money in Motion, brought to you by POS Financial. Joining us here in studio, Steve and Malia. Steve and Malia, welcome back.
Good morning.
Good morning, Mike. How are you?
Great, great. How are you? I hope you had both had a good weekend and braved that crazy blizzard we had here.
Yeah. I think we had every type of weather available out there.
Spring in the north. Yeah.
And hopefully this is the last. The next week when we chat with you, hopefully we're talking about 60, 70 degree weather and the beautiful spring climate here in northern Illinois and southern Wisconsin. Now, if listeners haven't heard Kloss Financial's Money in Motion before, it's answers to all your retirement questions in one place. If you need any information about anything at all we talk about, KlossFinancial.com is the website. That's KLAASFinancial.com. And the phone number for Kloss Financial is 815-877-8440. That's 877-8440. The winner of the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week this week will win a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesdays. We ask that question towards the end of the show, kind of in the second half. And if you're the first caller at 877-8440 in the 815 area code, this week you win a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesdays. Natalie and I ate there just a week and a half ago. It was actually fantastic. Really good salad bar there. All right. I know you both have some tips today about taking the time to be careful as you plan for your future retirement. What do you mean by that, Steve and Malia, taking the time to be careful?
Well, that's the point we want to drive home today, is that our listeners need to be careful as they plan for their own retirement. So what does that mean? Being careful right now would probably be evaluating the swings in the market. There's a tendency for people to obviously buy high and sell low, which means basically as the market starts going down in a given day, people have this rush of adrenaline and so they say to themselves, oh my goodness, the sky is falling. I need to sell my investments. And so as we're planning for retirement, we need to be very careful we don't get caught up in that hysteria, because our goals really haven't changed. When we sit down with our clients, we're looking at how many years out are you planning to retire? Do we need to be backing off the risk? And ultimately, we always go back to the fundamental goals. We cannot be reactive. We need to be proactive as we're planning our retirement plans. So we just don't want people to get caught up like little sheep and go, okay, everyone else is doing the same thing. I better do that. If you look at Warren Buffett, I mean, my goodness, he's the greatest example of going against the flow rather than with it. Something else we see oftentimes is that people who consider themselves very risk adverse, they have a tendency to want to purchase fixed products with long holding periods. And they do that at times when the economy is uncertain. And I don't think right now I would consider the economy uncertain. We are chugging forward, admittedly not quite at the steam, you know, we would like it to, but we are chugging forward. And I understand people's ambivalence about, well, I want something guaranteed or secured. But the point is we need to look at what our goals are and how many years we have to reach those. I think Steve has some points about fixed products and so forth.
Yes, that's very true, Malia. In fact, when you take a look at that, sometimes if your person is looking for safety or guarantees from their perspective, it almost for retirement means they're safe and guaranteed to not keep up with their income, taxes, or inflation. You know, a few reference points we have over the last several years would be, for example, with CDs. I mean, that's been a mainstay in the 80s. However, over the last several years, you're probably looking at current interest rates still of maybe 1.3% for a year, and
yeah,
maybe 2%
really low,
for 5 years. Yeah, exactly. And so in reality, you might have guaranteed principal and interest, but again, how many retirees live on 2% of the account value for income? I mean, that's just not realistic. Even though inflation's low, taxes change continuously, and obviously living expenses go up. Everybody on Social Security could attest to that with Medicare premiums, where they received no increase in cost of living for Social Security, but the Medicare costs still go up. And again, when we're pointing out the importance of planning, as Malia was mentioning a minute ago, I mean, it really is a matter of establishing your goals, your income objectives, and managing the investment risk on a more proactive basis. know, not being too aggressive when the market's going up, or end up being way too conservative when the market's going down, because that's a no win on either side of that one.
Yeah, I know that recently the markets have they're back up, so people think, oh, is this a time to to put a ton of money in or take a ton of money out? No, this is you guys always emphasize, long term. It's really important to think of the big picture and not react to these ups and downs you see on occasion. And I understand talking about taking money out or putting in. At a certain age, the IRS forces us to begin taking money from our accounts. Is that right?
Yes, Mike. And I think that word "forces" is something that nobody likes to hear. The government forces us to pay taxes, forces us to take money out of our accounts. And for most people, they are already taking income from their IRAs when we get close to the age 70 and a half anyways. So sometimes it is not even a necessary thing to worry about because they're already taking enough. But in the cases where you're not taking money yet because you have pensions, enough Social Security, enough savings, the IRS does want you to start paying taxes on that money that they have so graciously allowed you to collect over the last 20, 30 years. And so what happens is at the age of 70 and a half, the year in which you turn 70 and a half, they do expect you to start pulling approximately 3.6% of your retirement, your pre-tax retirement accounts that are in the form of an IRA. And what happens is you have to pay taxes on that money. So certainly, even if you don't need it, you're having to pull it. And then sometimes people are like, okay, what am I supposed to do with that money if I don't really need it? Well, then they recycle it, so to speak, back into their investment accounts, which, guess what? Grow. Guess what? They pay taxes on that again, too. But we do want growth. So as we have to take out the RMDs, the required minimum distributions, if we forget one, if we forget it for that year, we don't take it out, the IRS will penalize you 50% of the amount you were supposed to take out.
So 50%, not 15, 50%.
50%. So if I had to take out $1,000 and I forgot to do that, then the penalty would be $500. So we don't want to miss those. It's very important in our planning.
And you talk about these RMDs before, but that's a big incentive for you not to miss a required minimum distribution.
Very, very expensive, Mike. Another area that Malia was referring to also is when you're looking at your required minimum distributions for people that have IRAs, that does definitely come into play at age 70 and a half, as she mentioned, and a substantial 50% penalty. For the 401ks, if there's an employee that is still working at their employer and they do not have 5% or more ownership of that company, they can actually defer and not take any required distributions on the 401k until they actually retire. And then you've heard us talk over the years about Roth IRA and 401k as well. There's a quirky part of that rule in the fact that with Roth IRAs, you do not have a required minimum distribution. However, with Roth 401ks, you do. So from a planning standpoint, when a person retires, it's kind of, from our perspective, a no-brainer to convert that Roth 401k to a Roth IRA so you do not have any of those required minimum distributions.
And listeners, I can't emphasize this enough. If you sometimes get confused about the difference between a traditional IRA or a Roth IRA and a 401k, a Roth 401k, which is a relatively newer product, call Cost Financial at 815-877-8440, 877-8440. We should also encourage listeners to check out the weekly Market Pulse, which I wanted to mention. That's an email sort of thing, right, Malia?
Right. You can go right on to CostFinancial.com on the first page, and you'll see a marker where you can ask to be added to that list. Just gives you a synopsis of what the week's markets have looked like and kind of allows you maybe to not lose sleep over where the markets are headed.
All right. We're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about Social Security and budgets and ask our cost quiz question of the week. This is Money in Motion with Cost Financial. Answers to all your retirement questions in one place. We'll be right back.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
On this Monday, which is Money in Motion Monday, it's Klaus Financial's answers to all your retirement questions in one place. Before the break, we were talking about risk and being careful. And I know we talk a lot about Social Security and budgets, Steve and Malia, and of course, did you knows. What should we know about Social Security and budgets?
That's a good question, Mike. Yeah, from a Social Security standpoint, some of the facts that you may have heard us talk about in the past were some of the areas where if a person decides to defer the start of their Social Security to their full retirement age or even to age 70, there's actually an increase in the value called a delayed retirement credit. It's actually about an 8% increase per year for individuals that are maybe still working or do not initially need the Social Security income to defer it. So there can be some advantages, again, from a planning standpoint, and that's where you hear us talking about the advantages of working with a professional that helps coordinate everything together for you.
Yeah, that's got to be something that, you know, when people aren't certain about what they're going to do, this is, again, 815-877-8440. Call Klaus Financial directly for any questions about any of these things we are talking about. And ages, I know, are important as far as Social Security goes, right? We've talked about these before, but certain ages people get confused about sometimes. The difference between 62, 65, 67, et cetera.
Exactly. And just to follow up with what Steve was discussing, there's we talked about the age 70 here. There's really almost no reason not to pull your Social Security. Oftentimes, waiting past 70 makes no sense because you're not going to get any additional credit. And sometimes it doesn't make sense to wait if you're single. If you're single, your Social Security is not going to go to anybody else. So once you've reached full retirement age at 66, 67, again, just waiting for it to grow by 8% and then something happens to you, it's not going anywhere else. It's not going to your beneficiaries if you're not married. So that's an important thing to recognize. Other important ages, obviously age 62, that's the first time you can possibly collect Social Security unless there's a disability or something like that or a widow's benefit. It could be earlier. But for most of us, age 62 is important. Age 65 is important because that's the first time you can sign up for Medicare and basically have your health insurance covered by the government. So as planners, we're always looking to get our clients as close to 65 as possible before they pull the plug for retirement. Obviously, 66, 67, that's where we sit for full retirement age. What does that mean in terms of Social Security? It means that at that point, if you wait until full retirement age, if you go to SSA.gov, you can actually see what your full retirement age is. And if you decide to collect Social Security at that point, you can work and make as much money as you want at your current job and collect Social Security and not get dinged for it. So we talked about the limits before for that. You can only make so much per year if you're collecting Social Security prior to your full retirement age. So again, 66, 67 is kind of the target. Can that change? Yes. In 10 years, it's likely to go up a little bit. So we don't know, but Social Security can change the rules.
At this time, we are going to ask our Klaus Quiz question of the week. If you call 815-877-8440 with the correct answer first, you can win a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesdays. The question is, what percentage is the penalty for a missed RMD, required minimum distribution? Again, what is the percentage that the government penalizes you for a missed required minimum distribution? 815-877-8440. Call number one. First person with that correct answer wins a $25 gift card for Ruby Tuesday's restaurant. Lastly, just looking at your budget in general, what are some did you knows about our budgets in general, Steve and Malia?
We just wanted to point out to listeners that we like you to review your budgets regularly. Which means if this year you got a raise, We're going to be probably telling you that it's probably a good time to increase your retirement account slightly. If you got a 3% raise, raise it up by 1% or 2%. Perhaps add more to your savings accounts. You need to look at paying down existing debt. As you've heard us say many times, as you get closer to retirement, we really would like to see that debt gone. Steve, you had a couple items on that?
Yes, a couple of the other areas is when you're looking at your investments and your retirement plans, whether they be 401ks, Roth 401ks, IRAs, Roth IRAs, it's a matter of rebalancing the investment strategy. What I'm referring to there is if an individual has 50 or 60% in equities, for example, in their accounts, that once or twice a year, it is brought back to that percentage. So if the market's doing well, you're readjusting. If the market's doing poorly, you're readjusting. That automatic rebalance of at least semi-annually has a tremendous impact on the actual overall return over a period of years. The other thing we're always talking about is investment risk. As Malia just mentioned a minute ago, usually reducing that investment risk level to a certain degree as you're getting closer to retirement, yet keeping in perspective that you very well could be retired for 25 or 30 years between spouses, so it is still a long-term investment strategy. Long-term, from our perspective, is not the next 12 to 18 months. It's actually the next 12 to 18 years. So it's other things that you want to keep in mind. And that's where, again, we really feel that the importance of working with a professional that can help you in establishing that plan and goal and strategy and reviewing it on a regular basis and making adjustments. As we've said over the years, when you set up and establish your written plans, you're not using a pen. It's a pencil. Erase it, change it, adjust it. Life changes.
But look at it.
Blow the dust off and look at it, definitely.
Yeah, and the one thing you mentioned, it's probably hard for people to realize when they're in their 60s and 70s especially, to switch that switch in their mind to take their Social Security, because it's something that they never were taking their entire life, right? But it's really, really important, especially at the age of 70, to take it.
Yeah, most people are ready to take it as soon as they're available to take it, because they know they've been paying into it since they were 16 years old.
Absolutely.
But I really think it's important to figure out when the right time is for you to pull it.
Yes, and if you have any questions at all about those times and ages in particular, go to klassfinancial.com, K-L-A-A-S, financial.com, or call 815-877-8440. Steve and Malia from Cost Financial, is there anything else you would like to add before we say goodbye?
Just one last thing. Even when the markets are not doing well as they were in January of this year, it's still a good idea to look at your investment portfolios at least annually and make that rebalance, because it will have an impact long term.
All right. Steve and Malia, always great having you in studio. And listeners, go to costfinancial.com for more information. This has been Cost Financial's Money in Motion. These segments were sponsored by Cost Financial. We will be right back on the Michael Kulgut Show with hour number two after this. Stay with us.
This is Money in Motion with Klass Financial. Securities by licensed individuals offered through Investacorp Inc., a registered broker-dealer, member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Klass Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisory firm. Klass Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Klass Financial.